Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whenever you're listening, wherever you're listening. My name is Dinura, and welcome back to another episode of the Students Era Podcast. Now, my next guest, or our guest for today, actually, is a person that is very well known across the UAE. I'd like to say, personally, knowing him. His name, well, I'll let him introduce himself.
Hey everyone, I'm Hiban. Also, you may know me as Venomology on Instagram and various other social media platforms, but I am a digital artist who works on film and video games, posters for film and video games.
Yeah, so welcome, Hiban. Thanks for coming on. So just asking, how are you feeling today, man?
I am doing good, just tired from uni actually a bit, but I'm feeling good otherwise.
That's good to hear. Well, most of the people that we come up on the podcast are uni students, so I'm pretty sure they all understand your pain. Let's be
I
realistic.
hope things get easier for everyone.
Certainly. Now, obviously, at the time of recording this, it is just the end of all examination periods in the UAE for university students. So, Hiban, let's give a quick clap for everyone surviving university. I don't know about you, but I managed to somehow survive my classes and my grades. What about you?
Me, I survived. I managed to pass everything. Alhamdulillah. But
Ah,
now
great.
I am back in uni again for a summer semester and I am dying again. I am dying. Because we're
What?
condensing down a full semester worth of modules into 1 month.
Why are you torturing yourself?
I have to in order to graduate on time.
Oh God, fair
Anyways,
play,
it is
fair
what it
play.
is. We will bear with it. We will survive. We will come out strong. Don't worry about that.
Certainly, certainly. Survival of the fittest, that is how university works 90% of the
That's
time.
how it is. That is how it is.
All right, let's head straight into it. So, Hiban, everybody, most of you that may go on Instagram with may have seen some of his artwork. He is more well known as Venomology on Instagram, like he had mentioned. He is more famously known for a lot of his artwork in the realms of comic books, video games, and just flat out entertainment. He is also an ambassador for Middle Eastern film at Comic Con. So, it's a lot of things we're about to talk about. So, get ready. I feel like you guys are going to be very into this. So I'm gonna head straight in with. I'm sorry.
This is going to be a fun one. This is going to be a fun one.
This better
Let's
be a
go.
fun one. Let's do it. For the record, everybody, it's taken me almost over a month to get him to come on here. Okay? It took me almost a month to get this guy on. So
Yeah, busy man. What can we do about
a
it?
busy man. The last time I met you was at the pre-release of Flash. So let's see how busy you are.
Hey, that is my work, bro. I work in
Fair,
movies and
fair.
stuff. You
That's
received the
true.
poster of mine, I believe.
Yeah, I don't. I think I still have it. I'm not sure. I'm joking. Of course, I
It's
do.
limited edition.
Can I get your signature then after this?
For sure, you can
Ah,
get
perfect, perfect.
exclusively for you, don't
Straight to eBay. Anyways,
worry.
let's head straight into it. So my first question to you is obviously digital art. That's one of the core things about you. So I just want to ask you, so how did you get into the realm of art?
It's basically like as I'm pretty sure everyone's watched movies when they grew up, like obviously, like let's not lie. So Spider-Man, one of my favorite characters ever, 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 ever. Grew up watching the Spider-Man movies, and then as soon as I was like hitting 12, 13, then we got into the MCU stuff with Avengers, Iron Man, Captain
Of
America, and
course.
all that stuff. So once I watched Avengers, the first one when it came out in 2012, like I was like, where, like, you had different studios making these. So I was like, Spider-Man, why doesn't Spider-Man and all this stuff connect? Like, but they both have the branding of Marvel. Like, just a young person, very curious about things. And then I was like, where's this coming from? And then I did some research in my Google and so I just Google stuff. And then I found out that these characters come from comics that goes way back in the day, like from like 1940s, the early, like before 1950s, and they're popular till this day. And I was like, oh, there's so much lore to explore. So that's how I got into comic books.
I'm
So
pretty
when I
sure
started
no
reading
one,
comics,
I'm pretty sure no one
yeah.
realizes how old these comics are. Like when we see them first time, we think, oh, it's a brand new thing, but then no,
I agree. I agree with that. Like, people need to realize the significance of the history of these characters, like how they've evolved over the years and what they mean to so many people. And when you look into that, you'll genuinely be surprised on how beautiful the history is and stuff.
Exactly.
So like when I read comics and all this stuff, then I got in, I fell in love with two things. First, the story, like, and the characters. Like everyone, all of us do, like, fall in love with these characters. They mean a lot to us and they inspire us and everything. And then I also fell in love with the art that goes behind the comics. Beautiful stuff. Beautiful stuff. So that's what inspired me to start sketching, drawing, coloring, and all that stuff. That I used to trace. I used to like put a paper on my window and with a printed art behind on another paper so I could trace it out. So that's
Oh,
how
it's
I
like
started
using the
getting inspired.
light, right? Like you're using the
Yeah,
light to map it.
exactly. You have to improvise when you're a kid. So
I
that's how I
catch it.
started. And I got the hang of drawing stuff. Then I would go on drawing directly from my head onto my sketchbook. And then eventually, as I started exploring other options, I met with professionals in the industry in my late teen years, about when I'm about to go for university and stuff. So like those guys told me, get a digital tablet and then start doing stuff on Photoshop. And ever since I've opened Photoshop, I have never gone back since. I
You've
should
been with
visit
it
Touch
since day
again.
one.
Agreed. 2016 is the year that changed my life in terms of art.
So
And that
basically
was the
the last 7 years.
Yeah, 7 years. 2 years, I just did my own thing. And then end of 2017, early 2018 is the birth of Venomology. Like, I'm telling you this now so that, 100 years from now, when my stuff is actually significant, there's some history. I wish, inshallah.
It's like in 100 years when in the Middle East everything's starting to come down, they're gonna be like, "Oh, I know this poster. This was made for the film The Flash, big by a guy called Venomology. Never understood that, but yes, I remember this."
Fun fact. Let me give you a brief history of like my whole thing. I am
Sure.
new to the UAE space. I've only been in UAE for the last 3 years.
Oh,
Before
really?
this, I lived my whole life in Bangkok in Thailand. Like,
Oh,
that's where I grew
wow.
up. So
Okay.
like I so ha my whole like 20 years of my life I spent there. I will That is my home, because I grew up there. That is where I would love to call home. That's where my life started. Now we're in UAE. UAE gave me so much love, so much care, so that I am where I am now, and a lot of it I have to thank this country and the people of this country for bringing me up here.
Wow, that's
I
actually
got to do
kind of
a lot of
crazy.
stuff. And I don't know if any one of you listening got to attend the Venom 2 premiere. That's my first ever like time I got to do something official for like for a studio for a movie. Venom: Let There Be Carnage. Just because Tom Hardy had shared one of my artworks on his Instagram. You can still find it in his Instagram page till this day. Crazy stuff.
That's one way.
Crazy.
That's actually mad. I actually didn't realize that. So you're still tech. I mean, 3 years in the UAE is not that recent, but still a good way to say that it's still
Still, it's
like a pretty cool
long enough.
experience.
It's almost like a bachelor's degree time, to
Yeah,
get a
fair.
degree in this. That's why I came here.
All right. So moving forward with that, I want to talk to you a little bit more about the differences. So obviously, with the idea of art, right? Art is very subjective. I like to say art is very subjective, right? Like everyone gets their inspiration from different places. And
It is.
having spoken to you for a little bit before, you obviously haven't had just experience in one type of art form. You did painting, you did woodcut, you've done digital. So what would you best describe how art for you has been a transition period as well?
Transition period is mainly due to, like, since I studied art in school, my teachers saw like the ideas I would have in my head. But then, like, I maybe did not have the best of skills, but I had the ideas. Like, I had crazy wild ideas, like, I wanted to bring to life. So my teachers helped me explore like different areas of art, like you just mentioned, like wood cutting, painting, sketching, sculpting, all these things. So they let me do like bring my ideas to life through these ways. And then, like, but then eventually I settled down on digital because of the convenience of like having how do I say this? How do I say this? I have like unlimited resources and for inspiration and for creation. Like
Fair.
whatever idea I have in my head through the digital medium, I can bring it to life. Like some things I can't bring. Like I can't. I don't have. I have limitations with my skill when it comes to the traditional stuff. When it comes
Yeah.
to physical supplies and all these things, you know, many can't afford all this stuff, you know, just for like a hobby. But the digital stuff, like you can literally do anything you want as long as you have it in your head. Like you want to bring an idea to your to life, you can do it. It's as simple
That's
as that.
fair. That's fair. That's fair. That's a very positive outlook on something, as difficult as art, I'd like to say. Now,
Agree.
I know that I have my strengths. Art is definitely not one of them. Although I like to look at them. I like to, try it myself. I am nowhere near your skill. I probably might not be in for a while. So it is a very
Subjective.
positive
It's
perspective.
subjective. It really depends
Subject.
on the story you're trying to tell. Like that's how I like to view art. Like anything an artist makes, it be a picture a photographer takes, a video a videographer shoots, a movie a filmmaker makes, art like an art some artist makes. Everything is art, and it's all subjective. But it depends on how it inspires someone or how it moves, like what it means to someone. It just depends on that. I like to take the characters I love, and give them put them in spaces where you know you wouldn't see in comic books, you wouldn't see in movies. That's what separates me from other artists. And even though the IP is not mine, but I like to go creative with my ideas and share my love for the fandom and the pop culture.
Okay,
Yeah, so
wow.
that.
I mean, fair. Pop culture is like probably the king, in my opinion, it's one of the king of inspirations for me.
It is. No one can deny
Yeah.
that.
So, talking about pop culture, I wanted to actually ask that I want to first know, what was your first professional project for something in the sphere of entertainment? Because in the Middle East, if you are a fanatic of, anything pop culture entertainment based, there's so many names that come to mind, Venomology being one of those names. So what was your first official project and what was your reaction to that?
My first official project, as I mentioned before, was I got to do a exclusive poster for Venom Let There Be Carnage for the movie premiere when it premiered in Dubai.
Of course.
Every attendee got an exclusive poster that's like one of a kind, only for the Dubai screening, and it's like one of the best things I've ever done, to be very honest,
So
because I got to do it.
that poster you made was dedicated for the for Dubai, for the UAE's
Yeah, for
release.
Dubai, for UAE, Dubai premiere only.
Damn, that's amazing.
Yeah, and that was some a crazy time. I got to do press interviews. Never done anything professional like that. I had to sign NDAs with in Sony in USA. They
Of
send me some stuff
course.
with some proper professional stuff. Like never done anything like this. But right now alhamdulillah, like I have been given the opportunities, and I am cooking stuff for some interesting things that are coming up. I can't talk about. But
Of
after
course,
Venom,
the good old-fashioned MDAs.
I got to work on one of the best films in post-COVID times, as you may know, Spider-Man: No Way Home. I
Certainly.
got to do two posters for the Dubai release and in the Saudi Arabia release
Oh,
for
so
two
you're
different regions.
branched out. You just branched out as well.
Yeah, I have to thank Empire Entertainment for giving me the opportunities. Then I did some things for Hindi cinema, even for Brahmastra, like one of the most wildly different upgrade in terms of VFX for
Seriously.
Hindi. I did a poster, and we also did the opening for Roxy Extreme, the largest screen in the UAE, I believe. The largest standards. We opened that cinema, and my art was given to every attendee for that screen. That's crazy stuff as well.
You're not, so
And
it's
then I
not
got,
just in one genre. You're really branching out to like a spectrum of cinematography, not even just like Hollywood, you're entering Bollywood as well.
Bollywood as well. Exactly. That's why I love to do what I love to do. I love to make posters for film. So anything you love to do, just do it. Like that's the motto I work with.
You're one of those
Go for
people
it.
that you're one of those people I've met that like are literally living living their dream, not living their dream hobby life. You know, like how people have a hobby that they're like
I
very
get what
good
you
at,
mean. I
right?
get.
Exactly. You're like one of those people. There's very few people that can say that out loud as well. So for you to say that, that's a big achievement. So fair play to you, man.
Like 6 years ago, like I would wonder, like I saw, I, okay, let me tell you. My biggest inspiration in this journey is a guy named Boss Logic. He's an artist from Syria who lives in Australia, I believe. Yeah, in Australia. And this, I've seen, I like when I was new to Instagram, I saw this guy's artwork. He posted a picture, like an artwork of Flash and all the different variants,
All right.
how and how they might look from comics to live action. And like that was like holy, 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 like holy crap, like that's, that looks so cool. And I said, I want to make that. And then that's how I started on this journey. Like I got into just like doing superhero stuff this way. Like I used to take comics and bring it to live action,
Fair
make things
play.
a bit less. So, and then I saw this guy. I started following when he had around like 60,000 followers. He was already big. And right now he's at 2.2 million. He's a celebrity artist. Like
Damn.
this has been mentioned in Jimmy Fallon. Many celebrities have gotten like all these like superhero roles now.
Hopefully you're next.
A lot of these guys have gotten roles. Like celebrity have gotten roles because this guy made art just to imagine how they look as these characters.
You might be next then, man. You might be next.
Inshallah,
All
hopefully that would be nice. That would be nice.
right.
I
So
seeing this, there's so much scope to do in terms of artwork and pop culture, and this is how big you can scale up to. So I was like, let's work towards this. I was like, I don't know how, but I just believed in myself. Like it's like, I know this sounds very vague. You know, m many many people who
No, it's
get
not really
opportunities,
vague. I'll be frank,
when
it's
they
not.
give, when you give, like when you ask like these people advice, people who have opportunities and are like living their hobby dream life, they'll tell you this: just believe in what you do and you'll get there. And like I used to be like, that's very vague. What am I gonna do with the word believe? Like, but then when I
No,
actually
there's
got
no
these
way.
opportunities, and now if someone asks me like, how did you get this? I would just say, believe in what you do. And I was like, oh, now I get it. Now I get it.
No, I'll be frank, like many people, right? Like I know that I know the stigma because like listen, like I'm a immigrant living in the UAE. I've lived here all my life, so whenever I hear that type of stuff, right? Like I would sometimes even I would always think that, oh, it's probably just like these people that are like well set off, you know. They already got like probably a lot of backing already. They have the connections. But sometimes
Exactly.
it's just about putting yourself out because let's be
It's
realistic.
about the journey that it takes to get there. You know, this journey
Exactly.
took started 2017, and like when I actually started getting traction was like early 2021. Like
Yeah.
that's when I actually blew up, like blew up
And for you,
around the
that's all that while being
time
a
with the
student for you
numbers.
as well.
Exactly. I was
Like,
studying engineering.
I'll say this, like being a student right now, if you want to achieve something with your dream, it's still a challenge. Let's be realistic. Nothing's gonna be simple in this world.
It
But
is not. It isn't. You have to work.
you've got social media, you've got the internet, you've actually got the base, you have access to some of the most amazing tools right now. It's just a question of whether you want to go out and take it.
There's no, like I would love to say everyone should just try something, you know, even if you have minimal interest, but something interests you at the end of the day, just dip your toes in there, see if you like it,
Exactly.
and explore more if you do. Or keep moving on until you like something. You have exactly as you said, internet, you can literally do anything you want. There's no excuses anymore.
There's not. Let's.
Self-taught art, by the way, like for the like if especially in the digital medium, like I studied using YouTube and all these free courses you find online and stuff from other
That's
talented
another
artists.
thing. That's another thing. Like for certain things, there's just some things that you learn through personal work and try, and then there's things you learn from actually reading a book. Now, let's take it like try being a university student, right? Things like macroeconomics in the sphere of business, or as you are studying right now, aeronautical engineering.
Yeah,
Those are
it's very
things that,
technical.
yeah, those are things we'd have to learn from professionals, from reading a book. But then if it's something that's a bit, exactly, but if it's something a bit more skill-based per se, something like art, if it's a sport, or if it's as simple as, you know, speaking on a mic, right? Those are things that you
Exactly.
can only hurt by learn by actually putting yourself onto the stage, like facing it head on. Like, okay, maybe at first, obviously at first nothing can be perfect, but give it years, you try, you work hard on it, you can make it a career, you can be successful.
Exactly. I never thought my art was worthy enough to be printed and
Oh,
distributed
come
forever.
on. Don't
But then,
behave.
like, no, when I started.
Okay,
When
fair
I started.
enough.
But then now I am confident enough to share my artwork and be happy about it. Like, everyone
Confident
has
enough, you
the
say.
insecurity. Like, every artist has that insecurity. But at once you embrace it, then you will realize the beauty of it.
I'll be very honest. I remember when I met you during the flash filming. I like how you bring up confidence because when I was there, your confidence was a whole new level, mate. I remember,
You still be surprised how scared I was, but
bro,
then
I
you can't be
remember the
scared
cinema.
in
I remember the cinema when she
certain
announced that you guys are going home with an official Venomology, like what do you call it, poster. You stood up, you were bowing to the crowd.
I was just thanking the crowd for the love they
Of
gave.
course.
Like I did not expect to get a cheer as loud as surprises in the movie. That was surreal, crazy to me.
That's, I think,
Like,
in a
that's
way
what
as
I
well.
got nervous, but then I was like, I need to be thankful to the people who have brought me up here in the first place. So that's why I got up and I had to bow down and thank
And I
everyone.
think, in a way, at the end, when you like reach a certain, when I think, I don't know if this is how you felt, but I feel like when I saw you, obviously, you did very well deserve it. I did want to feel like, okay, this is like proof that he is making it. You're moving up on the food chain. You know, there's a lot of people that just stick to one thing. They stay with that one thing, thinking it's going to be successful. But then you're the type of person that's adapted. So that's something
I'm
else I
exploring,
want.
adapting.
That's another thing I want to ask you because something as technical as art, as a skill form as well, how important is it to adapt for something very subjective as art?
See, it depends on what type of artist you are. Like, usually, if you're a traditional artist, you don't really adapt to anything. So, like, people know you for your style, and people know you for you. But
Okay.
when it comes to, like, what I do, I usually I'm my art revolves around pop culture a lot. So it really depends on what the characters are now, what they represent now, and the stories that are being told about them now through the
So it's
official
always
comic.
changing in a way. It's always
So it's
changing.
always changing. So let's say, like, how do I say this? How do I say this? Forgive me for this pause. I have to think
No
for a bit.
worries. I mean, I'm pretty sure many
So
artists
let's
have
say
to think about things as well.
nowadays I consider myself like a digital artist slash content creator because I have to also be up to date with Instagram and the trends and stuff. So now I try to incorporate my art into Reel. So, like, I usually use 3D software a lot as well to do my art. So now I was like, what if instead of just keeping these static posts, which are just like 2D images, what if we bring them to life by animating them in 3D? So I've started exploring this now.
Sure.
So, you know, this is the type of adapting I'm doing, like bringing stuff, animating, bring, like, I live in the Myriad. I think many university students know what the Myriad is. So, like, I'd just be like, what if the Demogorgon from Stranger Things was in the corridors of Myriad? And I would, like, make a post about stuff like that.
Imagine the Demogorgon just like torturing students while they're trying to study. Like, leave me alone. I've got an exam in 2 hours. I'm trying to finish this chapter.
That would be funny. I would pay to watch that Stranger Things season.
Man, all right. I like the part which you brought up about Mira because obviously, with everything you are doing right now, you are of course still a university student, which is let's be realistic, not an easy track in itself, regardless of where you're studying. So, something I want to ask you about how you've had to handle your university life with your professional life, because let's be realistic, this does sound like a very
Don't.
to an untrained eye, and of course, it does sound like a very not dull, I would say, but more like a simple life. So, like, okay, you just go for classes, you come back, you make up a poster, you send it in, that's your professional life done. But I'm pretty sure there's a lot more to it. So, how would you describe how you've been able to manage the academic life with your professional life?
So, like, profession, I still don't consider, like, this professional because it's more like coming from my heart and it's a passion. So like what I usually do is I go to school, I go to uni basically, I attend my classes, everything. I spend time with my friends because I need like socializing is like a need for humans. So you have to do it.
Of course.
Do that. Then I also go like for walks and stuff. That's where I listen to Hans Zimmer music. Like I love Hans Zimmer. He's like one of my favorite. He's not one of my favorite musician. So when I
Fair
listen to
play.
his music, I get a lot of inspiration, like ideas, inspirations and stuff. So like when I do get those ideas in my head, then I come to my laptop and I bring them to life. That's how like in a way my stuff goes. And then I work on my assignments here and there, but I'm a procrastinator. I'm gonna say it straight up. I work on timelines when it comes to uni, but I always manage to pull it off
Let's be
without being stressed.
realistic. 9 out of 10 university students are procrastinators.
I agree. You know what? Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Bro, don't try to disagree, man. We're literally both procrastinators, both of us.
See, that's the fun of it. Like, I think I find working on tight deadlines very fun rather than being finding them stressful because I actually manage to get my stuff done. And I
Really?
manage to do it with quality as well. I don't know how. Maybe that's
You
because
don't know how.
ID has I that's probably maybe because ID has trained me for that, I guess.
Fair
Have
enough.
you done like if
Huh?
you don't mind me? Like in high school, what did you do as your curriculum?
Oh, okay. I did the Cambridge, the IGCSEs. You
Oh,
did
you
back
did
to
IG.
red.
I did, yeah. So if that's like a
Okay.
mini 2 year uni demo, you know,
Yeah,
like
of
in a
course,
way
of
do
course.
assignments, exams. So like I got used to it, so it's working
But
out nicely.
of course, on the podcast, we do not promote procrastination. We
You
do
do not do
recommend.
your on time,
We
guys.
do promote maintaining a university schedule because it is probably a very smart option. We don't need anybody going through any mental stress or anxiety anytime soon.
I agree. I second that.
Anyways, moving forward, something I wanted to ask also, which is in relation to a bit more of your university life, is coming down to the topic of, well, since I just found out that you've only been in the UAE for 3 years, is you are also in a way an international student, yeah?
Yep, I am.
So now I don't technically consider myself as an international student that often because I was born and brought up in the UAE. But
Fair
you
enough.
being a person that was obviously brought up in another country, what was that transition like coming to the UAE? And because you mentioned that it was 2020 as well, you technically came during a time of major distress. I'm pretty sure you
Have a
remember.
lot to say about that, actually, but I'll keep my short, don't worry.
Oh God, let's hear this.
Okay, so I moved to UAE in February 2020. So yeah, Feb 17. I remember the date, Feb 17. As soon as I came, I joined uni. I was settling down, made some new friends. Things were going good. I went to my first ever Comic Con of my life, MEFCC 2020, and I got to meet some people there. I was like, wow, there's stuff actually happening here. But then I didn't feel a huge shift in the lifestyle because I still find the lifestyle in Bangkok similar to the lifestyle in UAE. But the only difference is here you have more of a Islamic influence in life. And I'm a Muslim, so that worked out in my favor, which made things very easy for me. Like finding food was easy because everything was halal here and all that stuff. And then COVID hit like 3 weeks into like me moving
Just
here, my
stay
university
3 weeks in.
down, and I didn't go to university for like a year since
So you just stayed
then.
in
But
the
somehow we
accommodation?
went that time.
You
Yeah,
just
I
stayed
was
in
in
your
the
accommodation.
university accommodation. Yeah, we weren't allowed to go out. I was in the building from like I think early March till late May. So like good
Wow.
3 months, I think we were trapped inside the building. I had fun, made friends, made really good friends over there in that time. And I
Fair
really
enough.
got to work my artwork and I got to explore 3D stuff and a lot of like that. I think that COVID period really helped me like up my skills in terms of art and stuff. So yeah, I did not waste my lockdown time.
That's good to hear. So I think with that final question. We're just about done with time for this episode, but before I end, I do have one final question to ask. Now, this episode, depending on when you're listening, will hopefully be closer to two of the biggest, widely anticipated films of the year, Oppenheimer and Barbie. And
You're gonna
I
ask me the
think,
question.
like, now listen, I understand how people have been going out online saying that, oh, people are gonna be watching Barbie for the jokes, and other people are saying, oh, Nolan's time is done. But I need, from a professional's point of view, which film do you think will steal the box office? Will it be Oppenheimer or will it be Barbie? Will it be Cillian Murphy or Ryan Gosling?
You are going to kill me in this fandom. Okay, but this is how, let me give you an opinion. Okay?
Okay.
This is how I'm gonna live that day. Because I'm gonna go watch Barbie first with all my buddies who love Ryan Gosling. So I have to be there to support my guys. I love Simu Liu. I love Margot Robbie. So we're gonna be there. We're gonna go watch Barbie first, fully dressed out in pink suits or whatever. But
Ah, but of course, of
our
course.
gang is entering the Barbie screening in pink, full pink, all
You're
men in
basically
pink.
okay, let's go. Keep going.
And then we're gonna watch Barbie, and as soon as we're done, we're gonna go full black and white and head to the next screening for Oppenheimer
Of
and blow
course.
our mind watching Nolan, Christopher Nolan, my favorite director.
So
That's the
you're gonna enter Barbie dressed up like a part of I'm like dressed up like you're from one of the animated series, and
Yep.
then you're gonna go to Nolan to become a fully stone cold movie reviewer that is ready for the atomic bomb scene.
I am. Oh, you have no idea. Christopher
Yeah.
Nolan, my favorite directors, and exploring physics and complex, history
Yeah,
of physics and stuff.
that's
That is
another
a
thing.
big win
That's
for me. That's a big win for me.
Yeah. Are you gonna be
Personally,
sitting like at the
I'm more
bottom front row?
impactful. Sorry?
Are you gonna be sitting like the front row to feel the full experience of the scenes?
No, I am very technical when it comes to my seat selection in cinema, because once I got to know how Christopher Nolan sees the experience of going to a cinema, my whole view changed. I
Fair
am an
enough.
IMAX, I go for IMAX screenings only for Nolan films, and I love to sit just behind the center of the cinema. Just
Okay.
behind, I think 2 rows behind the center. That feels like the perfect view. You're fully immersed. And you're like surrounded by the speakers and everything. So
Your
that's the best.
head is ready for like once the cinema's released the seating plans, you
Oh,
just know, okay, open the
I am
website,
ready. I
purchase the ticket.
am ready.
All right.
Christopher Nolan, the GOAT.
All right then. Well, that being said, that is the end of this episode. Thank you so much, Iban, for coming on. I hope you thoroughly
Thank you
enjoyed.
so much for having me, man. I enjoyed this so much. So
You
much. I
guys
was scared,
can
not a speaker,
shared.
but I had to.
All right. So you guys can, everyone listening, you guys can check out Hibban at his official Instagram at Venomology. Be sure to put in a comment and show some support for his art. But yeah, thank you so much for coming. And thank you everyone for listening for today's episode of the Students Era Podcast. Thank you and have a great day or evening ahead.